Let's get the newspaper headlines now from Mike Woods. Hey, Mike.
Good morning again, Fran. Many of the dailies say the Australian Trade and Industry Alliance is planning to spend at least $10 million on a campaign using television, radio, print, the internet and social media to get its anti-carbon tax message across. The alliance is made up of organisations, including the Australian Chamber of Commerce and Industry, the Minerals Council of Australia, and the Australian Food and Grocery Council. Melbourne's Age says the country's dirtiest large coal-fired power station, Hazelwood, in the Latrobe Valley in Victoria, could be bought and shut down under a carbon price package expected to be announced within weeks. The Age says the carbon price deal being brokered by Canberra's multi-party climate committee will include a plan to pay for the closure or conversion to gas of at least one of the nation's greenhouse gas-intensive coal plants. Almost 7 years after being convicted of drug smuggling, Sydney's Daily Telegraph says a witness has come forward claiming Chappelle Corby was the victim of panicky Australian airport baggage handlers. The woman says she was dating a baggage handler at the time at Brisbane Airport, and he allegedly told her that a fellow worker came to work with a large bag of marijuana, and when a supervisor appeared on the scene, the baggage handler hid the drugs in a passenger's bag sitting on a nearby trolley. The Adelaide Advertiser says the head of South Australia's parole board has called for an end to criminals being able to use drug-induced mental impairment as an excuse for their crimes. The report says board chairwoman, Frances Nelson QC, says criminals are abusing the mental impairment defence and laws must be changed to address the issue and ensure community safety. Federal Senator Nick Xenophon intends to push for national reform, saying people who take drugs need to be held responsible for their brutal actions. And after my earlier pronunciation problem, let's just say a Russian and a Czech will play in the Wimbledon women's final tonight. Fran, for today and the week, spasiba, dasvidanya.
Oh, very clever. Thank you very much, Mike. It's 8:29.